Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin. Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcast's information for and about veterans. Joining host Bill Hodges for this edition of the podcast is Dr. Kenneth Hartman, president and founder of Our Community Salutes USA. Bill thinks back, remembering when high school was over and, in his case, suffering through a disastrous first year at college. There was no fanfare when Bill got on the bus to head for basic training. Looking back, he found it lonely and a bit scary. Today, there is a program that sends our high school grads off to their military service with flags and fanfare. This program, started by Dr. Kenneth Hartman, is sweeping the nation and may well even already be in your town. If it is, be a part of it, and if it's not, then start one. We think you'll want to hear this good news program. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I am Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. We've got a great guest today, and all my guests are great, because we screen them very carefully to make sure they have information that you're going to want to hear. And in this instance, it's a little different than what we normally do, because normally we're talking about veterans' benefits. And today, we're going to get ahead of the curve, where these folks aren't really veterans yet, but are going to be. And I have with me Dr. Ken Hartman, founder and president of Our Community Salutes USA. It's a national nonprofit organization. And Ken, share with it what you do for these people who are not quite veterans yet.
Thanks, Phil. Again, honored to be on your show and to listen to your amazing listeners. So Our Community Salutes was started 15 years ago in 2009 when I joined our local school board and detected that we were doing nothing to honor the kids who were enlisting in the military right after high school. And back in 2009, many of them going off to war. I'm an old soldier myself. As you know, Bill, I'm an old armored cav guy, but I was an officer. I was ROTC a million years ago. These kids were going right into the military, doing ROTC, West Point. They were getting acknowledged. Their parents were made special. So I noticed that they weren't doing anything for these kids. So I decided I needed to do something about that. And in 2009, we organized this nonprofit called Our Community Salutes. And we held our first ceremony for all the kids and their parents, all the veterans, all the active duty people, for the kids just outside Philadelphia in Camden County, New Jersey. But that was 15 years ago. And now, 15 years later, we're in over 27 states. We're on schedule to do about 50-plus events across the country, including the Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
You know, I got out of high school at 17. I was not ready to go to college. I did. And by the time my first year was over, I had to do something to get out of town before my dad saw my grades. And so I joined the United States Air Force, jumped on a bus, and was gone. And I have to admit, looking back, it was a bit scary. I didn't know anybody on that bus. I never got together with those people. And we end up down there with somebody yelling at us at Fort Wayne in Detroit. And I'm thinking, well, did I do the right thing here? And what you're doing with these young people is fantastic. Would you kind of outline the way that they get indoctrinated, if you will?
So here's the problem. As we all know, today, fewer and fewer kids are either interested or qualified to serve in the military. So there is a real national security issue that we are facing with. The kids find out about our ceremonies. And again, we need everybody, every one of your veterans listening to come to this. We don't charge anybody to come. Kids find out through the recruiter, because we work with a very senior leadership of the military to get the kids and their families at this event. But going back to your point earlier, Bill, about, you know, becoming veterans, 75% of these kids are only going to serve for 4 years. So in less than 48 months, they will be your veterans in your community. And an employer, you want to hire them, you know, if you don't aren't coming to these events, if you aren't supporting these events, and you're not supporting these kids when they're leaving your community, the odds are they're not coming back. And so this is the opportunity for you to come to these events, to show that the community does support these kids. You veterans, come to our events, put a table up at our events where we give you a free table at our event, and start talking about your veteran organization, because this is the blood. This is new blood for your organizations, and they're all going to be there.
Now, what is the event? What do you do?
So it's a big gala, a dinner, sometimes breakfast, about 3 hours long. We call it the Archimedes Salutes High School Enlistee Recognition Ceremony. And you can learn all about where they're being conducted in April or May this year by going to our website at OCSUSA.org. That's OCS Oscar Charlie Sierra USA.org. You'll learn where the events are taking place. You can register right there on the website for that. Again, it's free. We want these kids to be surrounded by veterans, because many of these moms and dads have never met another parent whose kids are going in. Some of them don't even know a veteran.
Mine didn't know anybody else who was going at the time. And my dad said, you know, we could have talked this out. But as it turned out, it was the best 4 years that I ever spent in my life, without a doubt. I needed the Air Force a lot more than the Air Force needed me.
And you're absolutely right. And these kids are our future leaders. And people often ask me, Ken, you know, where's the next George Washington coming from? Well, I get the pleasure of seeing these all over the country, these kids, for the last 15 years. We've honored literally thousands and thousands of these kids across the country. At some ceremonies as small as 100, some ceremonies as large as 10,000 people at it. So we want veterans to come. OCSUSA.org, OCSUSA.org. And if I could ask, if you can't come to our ceremony because we don't have one near you, on that website, we have a virtual thank you card to the class of 2023. Our goal is to get 1 million Americans to sign that virtual thank you card by the 4th of July. So these kids, about 150,000 kids in a good year do this. These kids know that their country stands behind their decision to serve.
Let's go back to that again, because I want to start actively promoting getting these signatures. So let's go slowly over what you just said.
So the virtual thank you card, you can go to our website at OCSUSA.org. That's Oscar Charlie Sierra USA.org. You'll see it right there on the homepage. You can leave a message, and it's very short, and your comments. We are then taking those, or we're feeding those back in a technically weighted to the kids so they can see that. But the goal really is to get 1 million Americans to sign it by the 4th of July. Because unfortunately, as you know very well, Bill, they're hearing mixed messages right now about serving in our nation. And there's never been a time, I believe, where it's more important for us to have strong, patriotic young kids. These are our nation's youngest and newest service members, 18, sometimes 17. And they need to know that we're behind them.
Well, you know, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever the case may be, back in World War II time, or even maybe Korea, Vietnam, there were still people out there pushing the patriotic joining of the military. We're not in a combat situation right now, although we need good quality people in case that happens. But the value now is not only what they do for the country, but what the country can do for them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the benefits that they will earn, whether it be educational benefits or how, and you talk about this all the time in your show, they know that. Unfortunately, most of them have no clue what that is, and many of them don't. Today, the highest level unemployment is among veterans ages 24 to 28. And the highest rate of suicide is among veterans ages 24 to 28. Those are our kids, you know, that are getting out and they haven't prepared properly, and they're coming to live in their mom's and dad's basements. When at these events we ask the businesses to come there, the colleges to come there, and talk to these kids about what career opportunities, what educational opportunities are in their community. so that when they do get out, they're not one of those people that fall into one of those sectors. And so now's the time, I tell people all the time, to start talking to these kids about when they get out. Because as you know very well, Bear, the one thing that a private will have in common with a four-star general is that all of them are getting out at some point in time.
How do you finance your organization? I know it's a nonprofit, but
it is. Yeah.
Help you.
Well, we're very blessed that we have some big companies like USAA, Navy Federal, others that help us with this, Comcast. We get grants from, various granting organizations. But I got to tell you, it's very grassroots. We have a ceremony in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where our community leaders there go around every year and collect people's broken lawnmowers and broken vacuum cleaners, and they fix them up. Their husbands fix them up, and they do a lawn sale to pay for the dinner. You know, it's very grassroots. We need people to help us support these events. They're not cheap, because we do, I think, an amazing event with them. We give them all sorts of gifts, including our very popular 96-page pocket guide to our founding documents, so they understand about the oath that they're taking. But if you're interested in supporting it, you can go make a tax-deductible donation again at ocsusa.org. There's also information on there about that.
You know, and that's so important. A lot of people would be willing to give time, but they just don't have the funds. I know a lot of my older vets, they've literally outlived the amount of money they made, not expecting to live as long as they did. They'd like to participate, but going to a dinner or something costs them $25, $30. It's a lot of money for them.
It is, which is why we don't charge anybody to be there. I mean, there are enough. We all, one of the organizations we have.
Let's go. Let's not skim over that in a hurry. You don't charge anything for the vets or anybody who comes to the dinner?
No, so we have to raise the money locally and nationally to cover this event. And with God's grace, we've been fortunate each year. We have a very good board that helps us with that. But we do. I'd be less than honest with you. You know, we're limited. We'll do 50-plus events across the country. The need is we could do 100 if we had the resources, but we don't right now. But we pray every day that God gives us the guidance and the resources to expand. We've been doing it for 15 years. Some of the, you'll see at many of our events, the senior leadership from the Secretary of the Army to the Chief of Staff of the Army to the Navy, the Marine Corps, they're all there. But again, we don't want a veteran not to come, because they're such an important piece of the awareness for these kids and their moms and dads, terribly important. So if you can donate, that's great. But if you can't, still come and show up, put a jacket and tie on, come to our events and celebrate these kids.
It is a jacket and tie event, I take it.
Yeah, I mean, it varies from community to community. I mean, but I like to say business attire.
But I live in, I'm not sure anybody has a jacket left.
Well, we like to think of our events as very, very classy. And, you know, again, it's important for them to be there. And money should not be. We have veterans organizations that make donations. We have veterans organizations that do the color guard. We have veterans organizations that play the band. So there are a lot of ways in which VSOs can get involved with us. And all they have to do is just come to our website. If they want to email me personally, they could go to, and it's real simple, it's Ken, K-E-N, at OCSUSA.org, Ken at OCSUSA.org. And we'll get them involved in any way they want to.
But Ken, I believe I'm in the Tampa area. We have 104,000 vets here in Hillsborough County. I think there's something going on at the end of April for this right now, is there not?
We do. On the 22nd of April, Saturday, at the Egypt Shrine Center, we're partnering with the Shriners and using their facility. It starts at 8:30 in the morning for all the kids in the greater Tampa area. And again, for those of your listeners that are in the group, come to our website, register for the event, and come join us that morning. We'll have coffee and donuts and some fruit and stuff in the morning. It's going to be a really amazing event.
Now, you said earlier, if one of our veterans organizations wanted to come and set up a table like DAD or somebody, there's no charge for that?
No charge for that. Not all of our events have the ability to do a table. The one in Tampa does. So that's why I'm saying they should probably email me. And where we do have the ability to give them a table, they're going to be right there with the Red Cross and the USO and other organizations that these kids need to know about as they're going in.
And there's one more question. If there isn't a organization in your city, how does one, and you got to be quick on this because I've only got about a minute, how does one go about contacting and maybe starting one?
So on our website, there's a form that you can go to, and you can click on that form, and that form comes directly to me. And then we'll talk to you about planning it for next year.
My guest today has been Dr. Ken Hartman, founder and president of Our Community Salutes USA, which recognizes young people joining our military. And I think that's one of the greatest things that we can do. Dr. Hartman, thank you so much for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're unique, you're special, and you're great. Tell yourself so often because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you again very soon on Veterans Corner Radio.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.